everyone, and welcome to the Walking Dead series by The Verdict's Inn. I'm your host, Nicole.
I'm Gary.
And today we are talking about the season premiere of The Walking Dead, entitled First Time Again, Season 6, Episode 1. Is written by Scott Gimple and Matthew Negrit, who are writers and producers of The Walking Dead. Scott has also been involved in Flash Forward and Ghost Rider. And Matthew has been involved in White Collar and Kim Impossible.
And when you say Ghost Rider, are you talking about the old television series?
I think it was the 2009, I believe it said. I think it was the Nicolas Cage movie.
Oh, Ghost Rider. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I believe it's
You know what
one.
I'm thinking about when you said that?
Huh.
Remember a long time ago, there used to be a show that came on called Ghost Rider?
Oh, The Rider. Yes. The yeah, yeah. Okay. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, dang.
Love that show.
Really? I didn't really care for it, but I think I only watched like one or two episodes.
You didn't give it a chance.
Yeah, maybe that's what happened. All right. It was directed by Greg Nicotero, who does the special effects and makeup on The Walking Dead. He's also an actor. He's played in movies such as The Land of the Dead, House on Haunted Hill, Cursed, and The Hills Have Eyes.
Yeah, and this guy's really, really, really dedicated in his craft.
Yeah.
Because remember a couple of years back, we seen, a documentary. It was more like a special on him.
Yeah.
And he was telling us how he's always been into, I guess, horror, Halloween, just the makeup, everything.
Mm-hmm.
He's the first person to ever bring zombies to life the way they're brought to life on Walking Dead.
Okay.
He said he wanted to get away from the original, you know, like the little mask-looking zombie. And he wanted to get into, like, the skin peeling off the face. And we see it in Walking Dead. We see the skin peeling off the rib cage.
Yeah.
Like when the zombie was going through the truck and everything. So that's cool.
Yeah, those are pretty cool special effects. I wouldn't know the first thing of what they do. So
every
it's pretty
time
cool.
I see that, like when I see the skin, they walk past a tree and the skin go. I'm like, oh, how are they doing that?
Yeah,
like where's the person at?
Yeah, even when they were slamming into the wall that they had built to keep the herd going a certain way.
Yeah,
some of them were slamming. Their heads were just crushing. It was all bloody and gooey and gross. So I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah, he's very good at what he do.
Yeah. All right, so we've had a chance to watch the episode again, and you guys probably already listened to our instant cast that we recorded last night the show. Yeah, we loved it. We loved the episode. So after watching a second time, Gary, what do you feel now?
I still feel the same. I love it.
Yeah, I did too.
In fact, I love it twice now.
Yeah. No, I did too. It was still just as exciting to watch. I really enjoyed it.
And you know what? I love Morgan. I love Morgan the Monk. You know, he reminds me of, like, Master Splinter or somebody.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, he wants peace, but, you know, he'll whip some ass.
Or what's the guy, the sensei or whatever, from the Karate Kid movies?
Oh, okay. Mr. Miyagi.
Yeah, Mr. Yeah. Miyagi. Like, all calm, cool, but I will whoop your ass in a second. Don't do it. Like, that's how Morgan is. So, yeah, he's cool.
Yeah, Morgan's a cool character.
All right, so the way our podcast works, if you guys listen to our Fear the Walking Dead podcast, you'll know. But we do our likes, dislikes, and then we have listener letters, an award, and a prediction at the end. So we're going to start off the likes here, and we have the two-storyline arc, which we kind of discussed last night on the instant cast, with showing color for present day and the black and white for the past.
Oh, yeah. I love the Pleasantville effect.
Yes. Pleasantville effect. You guys don't get that reference. It's a movie from, like, 90s. Tobey Maguire, I believe.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was cool. It was, like, pleasant. It was black and white. Oh, wasn't Jeff Bridges in that movie? Now think about it.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. But, you know, the black and white effects made it make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we were first watching it, I was like, okay, the black and white is that, flashback. And is the color flash forward or is the black and white present day? Because we knew that the black and white was right after the season finale.
Yeah.
You know, they just ran right into the episode. And I love that. But, you know, after watching it, I realized, no, the color is like present day. The flashback is, which is probably not really a flashback, probably from a couple of hours ago.
Yeah, a couple of days ago. Which people had a problem with. You know, we do have a listener that wrote in on about that. But, yeah, I mean, at first it was a little weird. And it was like, are they going to do this the whole episode? But then when you realize, okay, they're doing this the whole episode, you kind of accept it and you go with it.
Yeah, it was something new. It was something new.
Yeah. And I was cool with it. I mean, I'm just such a big Walking Dead fan. I'm glad they're telling us exactly what was going on immediately after Rick killing Pete.
Right.
And then they're also showing us, okay, days have gone by. Here we are, and we're moving forward. We have an agenda. We have a plan. Something's going on to get our minds off the whole Pete situation.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, things move fast in the apocalypse. You see, you don't really have time to mourn people's death. It's like, yeah, I killed Pete yesterday, but now we got a herd coming, so we got to worry about that.
Yeah, because they haven't buried Pete's body yet.
Yeah.
And they're already planning the next steps.
Right, right.
Poor Pete.
Not poor Pete. But poor Pete family, poor Pete's family, I'll say that much at least. All right, so the next like, and I think this is more of my like than it is of Gary's, but I did like the sense of humor on last night's episode.
Yeah, that's more of Nicole thing.
we were writing our notes and Gary's like, that's not funny. But I'm like, I thought it was funny.
Yeah, none of it was funny. Well, one was funny.
Yeah, our sense of humor is different. Like, I don't know if you guys have seen the show The Last Man on Earth, which I think is like the funniest show in the world right now. Go check it out. And I tried to get Gary to watch it. He did not think it was funny at all.
Not at all.
So I think our sense of humor is different, but I'm just going to run off some funny things that I thought was said. Tara telling Eugene, thank God nothing happened to your hair. Abraham, I mean, it wasn't really funny, but Abraham throwing up the peace sign to Sasha. It was just like, hey, what's up? And then Rick saying to Morgan, I ask you answer. It's common courtesy.
But you know what? When he threw up the peace sign to Sasha, I thought it was more like, because, you know, they had like beef in the past.
Right.
I thought it was more like, okay, you know, I want peace now. I see you.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know if they necessarily had beef before. Like, I just did finish watching season 5 to catch up with just getting ready for season 6. And I know after Tyrese, it was after Tyrese and Bob had died and they were walking and Sasha was going through it. And Abraham told her, you know, you're with friends. And she's like, we're not friends. So.
Right.
I don't think they had beef. I think she was just like, I'm not feeling you. I don't know you. Because even though we've seen Abraham and Rosita and Eugene since season 4, they still don't know Rick and them like that. Like, it's still kind of new, I would say.
I don't think that's what she meant by that. I think she was just all in her feelings at the moment.
Okay.
But I think she came at him kind of sideways. Like, it wasn't right how she came at him. Like, you know, you're not my friend. I don't know you.
Well, she didn't say I don't know you, but that's how I got it from it. But now I think about it, maybe she just meant it the way you said, that she was sad, she was pissed off, and she's like, oh, well.
Right.
But yeah, that was cool that they kind of were able to get along. They worked together a lot this episode. Last night, I did mention how Rick was rude to Morgan when he was saying that, and I'll still stick with Rick was rude this episode. We'll get to that. But I will say, I did see on Reddit that whole I ask you answer, it's a common courtesy, right? That was a fallback to season 1.
Right, when Morgan said
When Morgan said it to Rick when Rick yeah. woke up. After Morgan saved Rick and Rick woke up, that's what Morgan said to Rick. So it was more of a joke, more of a friendly, like, hey, remember this? Kind of more of a see you on the other side, brother, type of thing.
Yeah.
From Lost. Remember that? I'm sorry. Lost can come back up in everything. So yeah, I like that. Another funny thing was just Eugene talking about how Holly made him get on the shift. He's like, I was walking by, she asked for my favor, I said no thank you, she ignored me. He's like, I should have ignored her. It was dry humor, or Gary doesn't even think it was humor, but I thought it was funny listening to him talk.
I think Eugene is so annoying.
I used to think Eugene was so annoying, literally up until last night. And then all of a sudden, I was like, okay, I like Eugene now.
You're right. Last night, I just wish he was dead.
You wish Carter killed him that day in the armory. Okay.
You know what? I don't wish Carter killed him. I wish, I wish Carter killed him. But I wish he got, you know, Rick came in, you know, they came in. And he said, yo, Rick, he's trying to kill you. Then Carter said, shut up, pow. And, you know, like that, happening that way.
I don't know.
And then Rick probably would have took out Carter, and that would have been 2 week links.
Yeah, I'm okay with Eugene for right now. I mean, he kind of redeemed himself when he saved Tara and he saved Glenn last season, so I kind of like Eugene now.
But see, it's real iffy with Eugene. Like, he may save you, he may not.
Well, that's with everybody on the show, really. They may save you, they'll save you if they can.
No, but I'm saying, who do you feel more comfortable with? You don't feel comfortable with Eugene going with you. Like, if you had a choice, like, if you had to say, pick teams right quick.
Oh, okay.
Somebody say, who's coming with me? I mean, are you going to pick Eugene first?
I'll pick Eugene before Pastor Gabriel.
Okay, you got me.
I won't do that. I mean, I'll pick Eugene before Nicholas. Nicholas, you might come back. You might not come back because he'd kill you.
I don't know. I'll pick Nicholas first.
What? Okay, and watch him kill you behind your back.
Eugene and, yeah, Pastor Gabriel, they'd probably be the last one standing there. People just look at them. Like,
on the teams, yeah. Like, who to pick? Oh,
who to pick, yeah.
I'll pick Eugene because even though Pastor Gabriel's going to be talking his mumble jumble every other second, talking about don't hurt nobody and blah, blah, blah. At least Eugene, his lies will be entertaining. You know, he'll have some long-ass story and he's making it up. And he's just entertaining sometimes if you think about it.
Yeah, I guess so.
But the funniest part of the season or the episode was when Morgan asked Michonne if she took one of his protein bars.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he won't live that down.
Yeah. That's when you know that protein bar must have meant a lot to him.
Yeah. Well, it's a zombie apocalypse.
Yeah. Yeah. But when he said that, I died because I thought he was about to ask her a serious question. They're on a mission right now, in the middle of a mission, waiting there, hoping the zombies pass.
And what was that? Was that season three?
That was season three. That was season three. So at least, I'm going to say at least a year had gone by because I'm trying to think, was Judith even born? She might have been born, but I can't even remember because Judith was born in season three. But
he probably woke up mad as hell by that.
But it was just so funny. It reminded me of like real life. Everyone can relate to this. You're eating a box of crackers. You have a package of cookies and you think you're not finished. The next thing you know, you put your hand in to eat one more and you realize it's empty. Like, what the fuck? I remember having one more.
We can't relate to it, but this is like you said, like a couple of years past.
Right. So it must have really meant a lot to him.
This dude is still mad about that bar.
Yeah. I kind of thought when I eat Twix, like whenever I eat Twix, you know, there's two little Twix things.
Right.
I eat one and I'm guessing I ate the other, but I go and put my finger in to eat what I think is going to be the second one. And it's always gone. And I'm like, what the fuck? Did I eat two of them that quick? And it's always a shock to me every time I eat a Twix. I'm like, yeah, I don't remember eating that second one.
It's never enough.
Yeah, it's so good. I just thought that was funny. It cracked me up. All right, next we have Daryl and Rick's conversation pretty much throughout the episode. But when Rick tells Daryl they don't need to get people anymore, they need to take care of themselves, and those people need to take care of themselves. And Daryl comes back to Rick later on in the episode, and he goes, us finding more people is taking care of ourselves. That's what's going to help us. It made me think back of last year, or season 5, when Aaron first joined him, and he was telling him everything they had at the camp. But one of the most important things he said and he stressed was that people are the most valuable resource.
Right.
And that's what they always need, which is why they go out and find people.
Yeah.
So Daryl throwing that back in Rick's face, it just showed how much Daryl's growing as a person and how good influence that maybe Aaron is having on Daryl.
Yeah. Aaron rubbed off on him.
Yeah. Because Daryl, like last season at the end, he didn't even want to take the gun anymore. And
we need to think about it. Maybe Daryl rubbed off on Aaron, or they had a good influence on each other.
Yeah. Daryl might make Aaron a little more tougher. I mean, they could relate because Aaron, remember, he said he doesn't feel, he's never felt like he belonged there because due to his sexuality, or he felt he didn't feel like he was ever treated right due to his sexuality. Whereas Daryl, he's kind of always been like the black sheep because of his upbringing. You know, he didn't have like just a regular upbringing like everyone else. So he's always felt like the odd man out. So I think them coming together, they're so different, but at the same time they can relate because they feel like they're so different.
And he said Daryl is a good judge of character.
Yeah, he said Rick doesn't know how to recognize a bad guy from a good guy, but you do.
Everybody's a bad guy to Rick.
Yeah, everybody. I'm surprised he didn't beat up little Ronnie, the little boy, because man, Rick thinks everyone's bad, which we'll get to. But I like that conversation. Just Daryl, I'm glad that he's sticking up to what he believes. And he did say to Rick, he's like, it is your call, but, you know, this is what I think. So, as we mentioned, we met a new character, Heath, last night. And we first meet him when he comes to the gates.
Well, we first meet him I'm straight out of Compton.
He was Dr. Dre on Straight Outta Compton. When Gary said it, when he made that joke, he's like, that's Dr. Dre. I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, no, it's not. We just saw, like, I swear, people can have short hair and then long hair, blonde hair and brown hair, and I will not recognize them. Like, yeah. You know how they always make fun of Superman? Like, how do people not recognize him? I would be one of those people. Like, I promise you, I do not recognize people if they change something about themselves. So I was like, that's not him. And then sure enough, I Googled it and I was like, oh, that is him. That's cool to see him working.
Yeah.
I wonder if he'll, like, spit a rap or something.
Yeah, I wonder what he lasts.
Yeah, he has to last. Yeah. Walking Dead has, I mean, well, he's a comic book character. And it's like, why bring him on? If you're just going to kill him.
Right.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what happens comic book. Because from my understanding, the comic books, like, a few people that are still here has died a long time ago in the comic books.
Yeah.
And then people in the comic books that are still alive, such as Andrea, whatever, she died a long time ago.
Yeah.
So, you never know what they'll do. They change stuff up. So, I guess that's one good thing, that we don't know the comic books at all. But yeah, Eugene questioning Heath, saying, I don't know what you meant. Well, he didn't say that, but that's pretty much what he meant. And Heath is like, dude, I won't kill you, but if you make me wait much longer, you're motivating me to beat your ass. So it kind of brought Heath in, and you kind of automatically liked him because you saw that he wasn't like a jerk, even though Eugene wasn't letting him in.
Right.
So he kind of took it well, but at the same time, he was kind of like, dude, let me in.
Yeah, because he said he'd been out there for a while.
Yeah, he said we've been out there for 3 weeks. So it made me think, all of this shit's happened in Alexandria in 3 weeks? I could have sworn he said 2 or 3 weeks they were been gone.
Did he say three weeks?
I'm so sure he said 3 weeks, but if he did not say 3 weeks, he said weeks. I'm like 90% sure he said 3 weeks, though. So I thought, like, damn, Rick and them came in 3 weeks and they already think they're running shit? Like,
they already turned the town upside down?
Yeah, Eugene's at the gate. Rick done killed somebody. He kissed the man's wife. I mean, what else is going on? Carol done threatened a little kid. And shit's crazy up there. So, yeah, maybe Gabriel had a point.
Yeah, maybe he had a point. I wouldn't trust Rick in my house.
Yeah, Rick is kind of... Rick is going to try to come and take over. Give people orders.
Walk in your house and don't wipe his shoes on the mat when you come in. Get mud on your carpet.
He reminds me of the Dave Chappelle, when Dave Chappelle's kicking on he's the Rick James and he's kicking his feet on the couch. That's what Rick would do. You guys have to watch the Dave Chappelle Rick James version. All right, so next we have Morgan and Rick's conversations. Morgan, as you mentioned, he's kind of like a monk.
Yeah, he's kind of like a monk now.
Yeah, he's a monk. He's the sensei, the Mr. Miyagi.
Yeah, he's the calm. The calm.
The calm before the storm.
Yeah.
He's calm, but he's like, I can whip your ass if I want to.
Right.
Well, he doesn't say that, but he knows it. He's like, I don't want to hurt you. He's literally one of those people that says, I don't want to hurt you, man. I don't want to hurt you. And have their hands up, and they really mean it. They don't want to hurt you, but they will. So, yeah. Don't mess with Morgan. But yeah, Rick has this, I'm better than everyone else. I'm, you know, I'm holier than thou. I've only killed to protect myself, which for the most part is true. For the most part. But Morgan, he's telling Rick, you know, you're a killer, so am I. And pretty much he's kind of telling him, like, you can't be judge, jury, and executioner. You know, the Ricktatorship is back. A lot of people were mentioning that last night online. The Ricktatorship is back. And even Morgan trying to tell Rick, like, deep down inside, you might have gone through some things, but I know you. I met the real Rick. I met the Rick. You know, he met you before shit went so crazy.
Right. But, you know, although a lot of people don't like the Ricktatorship, I love it. I love it. I like this better than the prison Rick. I used to get tired of him sitting around crying like a little bitch.
Oh, in season 3 when Lori died? Yeah. I did not like that either. Him hallucinating, all that nonsense. I mean, he had to mourn. I like kind of like that season 2 Rick, where he was still calm and he did what he had to do. Like, the Rick that killed Shane, he didn't want to. He gave Shane so many chances, but when it came down to it, I'm not going to just let you kill me. So I like that Rick because he was willing to take a chance with people. He was kind of like what Glenn is now.
Yeah.
you know, even though I think Clint's a little too forgiving, but, you know.
Yeah, but the prison Rick, I could deal without that one.
Okay.
Sitting around crying all day.
I mean, his wife died.
Yeah, I understand that. But like you said, you got to move on.
Yeah, he moved on quickly when Carter died. Carter died. He was like, okay, you guys go this way. You go that way. Let's go. I'm like, damn, Rick. Dude just died right in front of you. Well, actually, you had to kill him.
But, yeah, he had to kill Carter.
Yeah. He's like, yes, finally got my wish. All right, so we have a few quick notable mentions on our likes list. Rick saving Ron was pretty badass.
Oh, that was cool.
Jesse's son. Daryl riding slow with all the walkers behind him. That was very badass.
Yeah, Daryl don't have no worries.
No worries. You know who I thought Daryl looked like today?
Who's that?
It's probably been mentioned before, but like when I was looking at him, and he's on a motorcycle. The guy from T2, Terminator 2. Like, he looked like he could be that boy, but all grown up. Does he not?
Really? I never thought about it, but
oh, my gosh. When I was looking at that, I'm like, oh, my gosh, you would make the perfect John Carter. Is that his name? No, yeah. John Connor.
Connor, yeah.
Yeah. All right. I just thought he kind of looked like him, like a grown-up version. All right. Notable mention, seeing how the community almost stayed walker-free, which was a pretty big thing. Like, we see all those walkers and... It's just so funny, like, this show, as crazy as those walkers were and as scary as they are, those don't even make my list of most awesome moments because it's the people that make the show. The walkers are just an added bonus.
Right.
But seeing all those walkers down there and seeing how...
That was a lot of walkers.
A crazy amount of walkers. Like, how did we not get caught being extra on The Walking Dead? They film here in Atlanta. They had, like, they must have had a roll call for, like, 5,000 extras of walkers.
I don't know. They don't appreciate us.
Yeah, they don't. But what I liked about it, showing that how the walkers were all there, was showing us how the community stays safe. You know, when Rick and them first got there, they were kind of wondering, like, how have you guys not really been touched? You might get a walker here. You might get a walker there. So now we see why they really were lucky.
Yeah.
And last year, when Rick and them finally came up, and Rick made that little, he made that comment of, you guys better be lucky we're here, or thank God we're here. I was like, come on, Rick. Nobody thanks God you're here. You know, they've been doing fine without you. But literally now here we are a few weeks later, apparently. And yeah, thank God they are here.
I mean, everywhere Rick goes, trouble follows.
Yeah, everywhere he goes, trouble does follow. But, you know, that trouble was going to come regardless if Rick was there or not. So really they are thankful that Rick's group is there.
Maybe. But, you know, they say, you know, some things, like some little alter in the universe could change a lot of things.
Right.
Like if Rick never came, maybe the zombies would have never been there.
Maybe. If Rick never came, maybe a lot of shit would have went differently. You never know. Yeah, you never know. It'd be funny if they showed us an alternate storyline where if Rick and crew never came, how slightly something could have been different.
Yeah.
So that'd have been cool. Another notable mention, Carol sounding scared and nervous. It was funny when she did it when they first went to Alexandria, but it's still funny this year.
I love Carol this year. I mean, I just love Carol in general. And it was so funny when me and Nicole was watching last season. And I was saying it's just so fun seeing her. You know, we already know her character. We know she's badass. You know, she done slapped a little girl, killed her, look at the flowers, all the other stuff. I mean, we know this about Carol. But it's funny seeing her act like, Betty Homemaker?
Yeah. Yeah. Even her little outfits. Yeah, like, okay, girl.
With the Mrs. Rogers sweater.
Right. But you remember when Morgan came up to her, or she was talking to Morgan, and he was like, he knew that she was not weak. You know? Yeah. He's like, you're always watching. You always seem ready to handle things.
Well, I guess, you know, this is just a observation. You know, but when you black growing up in a hood, you know somebody following you around.
So what you're saying is that Morgan is just aware, aware of his surroundings.
Yeah, he's just aware. You know, he just like, hold up.
Yeah. Or he might be like Deanna. Deanna said she's a good judge of character. She's a good judge of character. Right. And sometimes I feel that way too. Like, I can kind of tell sometimes when someone is evil. And yeah. I'm not talking about, like, that crazy devil evil. Like, when they're just not a nice person, I can see it.
Maybe, yeah.
I can feel it. My mom always says, go with your gut instinct, and I always can feel it.
Well, I think you're a badge as a character.
Really?
I mean, not in general, like in real life, but as far as when you're watching movies, you always think somebody's the good guy that's not good.
Yeah.
You always think somebody's about to die that's not about to... I don't know. You're just a badge as a character. You overread people.
I do overread people. I do sometimes overread people, but it's better than underreading them, if there's such a thing. I don't know. I just could tell when someone's bad. Like, I could tell Carter was going to be trouble. Nicholas looks like he's going to be trouble. Aiden looked like he was going to be trouble. And look at them. They've all become trouble.
Right.
Which is why, you know, when we do our I ain't fearing shit and are most likely to die, I know who to pick because I can just tell who's going to be trouble.
All right.
Last notable mention, which actually kind of could have went with the funny scenario, but once again, Gary probably didn't think it was funny. But when Gabriel raised his hand and said, I like to help as well, and Rick was immediately like, no, who else?
That was funny.
That was so funny. He just shut him up like real quickly. But you know, you got to give it to Gabriel for at least raising his hand. Last year, Gabriel wouldn't have raised his hand. Gabriel wouldn't even been in the room. He would have been sitting at back, I don't know, in the church somewhere, ripping up a Bible, because what was he doing last year? Remember, he was ripping pages. Yeah. Out of a Bible, so...
You know what? I still don't understand Gabriel's storyline. Mm-hmm. Because remember last season, he was just so weird to us.
Yeah.
Like, he'd just do some stuff...
Walking around quoting scriptures. I mean, not saying nothing's wrong with that, but...
But remember, he used to just leave the church and just run off for no reason?
Oh, yeah.
He do a lot of weird stuff that...
He tried to kill himself with those zombies last year.
It's like stuff that make you question his character. Like, is he working with another group? I mean, he just... been doing a lot of weird stuff since we've seen him.
Yeah, I don't know if he's working with another group. That's a long con.
I'm just saying, that's what we thought at first. Mm-hmm. But this guy is still, to this day, I still can't figure him out.
Yeah, I can't figure him out either.
Like, remember this episode when he came out to church or came out the little house and they waved to him. He just heard him turn back around and walked in. Uh-uh. Walked back in.
When who waved to him?
When the people... No, what was it? This episode? No. You know, it was the season finale. When they were at, what is the lady who's over the town? The mayor?
Deanna.
Remember Deanna and her husband waved to him, like, how you doing? But that was the season finale.
Okay.
And he just looked at him and he turned around and walked back in.
Oh, no. Now that you said it, he does do weird stuff.
Yeah, he do a lot of weird stuff. That's why, by him volunteering, that was just weird within itself.
Yeah, like, what were you going to do, Gabriel? You were going to freak out and ruin the whole mission. You knew that. Rick knew that. That's why he said no, someone else. All right. Carter made some good points. I know we were probably supposed to not like him. You know, he kept bouncing back to Rick. He was plotting to kill Rick, which is always a no-no.
Yeah, he's going to take Rick out.
Yeah, that would have been very bad for him. But he made some good points questioning Rick's plan, you know. But at the same time, I think we didn't like him because he seemed like he was being negative just to be negative. You know, if you ever have a plan and you're like, okay, we're going to do this. And then someone has a rebuttal for every damn thing you say.
Well, it wasn't that he had a rebuttal. He was actually just questioning, like, okay, let's do this again. So you said, this is what we're going to do. Let's go over it again. He wanted to get it right. Because he wasn't out there with Rick, Michonne, and all of them. You know, he haven't lived on the edge like they have. So he actually needs to know, like, okay, what is my role? Because, you know, nobody want to be the one that fucks up.
Right.
You know, it's your turn to do something spectacular and you just drop the ball.
Yeah, yeah.
Now everybody, you know, that's all they talk about for the next year or so. Like, yeah, remember when so-and-so dropped the ball, you know, he had one job to do.
Yeah.
He messed that up.
Yeah.
So he didn't want to be that guy. So okay. I appreciate him asking because, you know, I do it sometimes too. Like, okay, yeah, so you want me to go this way and do, you know, just to make sure that everybody has their plan together and I know exactly what I have to do. The thing is, when it was time to go live, he wasn't prepared. He like, no, we still doing a walkthrough. And I'm thinking, no, the walkthrough is over, man. The trucks move now. They're coming.
Yeah, it's real deal. Now, I had questioned about Carter. Now, he was up there, you know, plotting to kill Rick, but then when those zombies came, when the walkers came, when they were preparing for the big walkers,
right?
And he freaked out. He couldn't kill one. Yeah. I'm like, so you were plotting on killing a real live human being, but you can't kill a walker?
Because remember what we were saying, that they never been in a real danger.
Yeah, but how is he brave enough to kill a human being?
No, I think he felt like Rick was the danger. I mean, okay. He already just killed one person in their town, and they knew he didn't have a problem killing anyone else. And yeah. That's what he said in a little group, in a little powwow. Like, you know, he could kill any one of us next.
Yeah. Well, and then even when they were having that meeting, he's like, man, you were just waving your gun around last week, you know?
Yeah.
When he did have a point. I was like, well, we are on the outside looking in, or on the inside looking out, whatever the case is. So we know Rick, and we know why he was pissed off.
I mean, like all the viewers, you know, we're in that group.
Yeah.
We're in a Rick group. So we already know Rick's personality.
Right.
So we got used to it. You know, we have to look at it like this. Like, you know, they're not in our group. Those Alexander people.
Yeah.
You know, they've been living pretty well, pretty good for the last couple of years.
Yeah, well, 2-3 years.
Since the apocalypse started. So now that, you know, someone's come in, you know, our homeboy Rick come in and say, yo, there's some real stuff out there. You got to get prepared. Y'all in danger. You know, they're looking at him like he's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Like, we've been safe all this time. Why are we also in danger?
Yeah. Because remember, they didn't even have anyone on a tower.
Mm-hmm.
They were comfortable.
They just had a gun there as like a fake ploy.
Right. Just in case someone, I guess a person came.
Yeah.
They weren't worried about walkers.
Okay. So Abraham Sains, I like them. Like, usually I don't like his sayings. They're just a little weird. Like, where the hell did that come from? The Mother Dick was pretty classic. But from last year. But he had a couple sayings this episode. I couldn't even write them all down because they just kept coming out. Like, literally, every time he talked, I'm like, no one possibly, just like him and Eugene, who talks like that? No one goes around talking like that.
Yeah.
I never met anyone like that. But he goes, everything is aces. Like, what does that mean? Why don't you just say everything's good? Is that what he's saying? Everything's aces?
Yeah.
Okay. Then he says, I still have some of his brains in my ear. Like, why are you telling me this? And then that's another thing. And I guess it's kind of almost getting to dislikes. But when he was like tripping so hard and drinking so hard over the whole Pete dying, I'm like, dude, we saw last year that you beat men to death with a can of food. Right. Now all of a sudden you see one person die and that tore you apart.
You know what? They got soft in those 3 weeks.
Yeah, I'm like, that's what scared you to death?
They got real soft. And, you know, Daryl told them they would get soft.
Yeah.
That's why, you know, they were eating dinner and Daryl was still killing rats and shit.
Yeah.
Daryl, I just watched that. You know, I'll hunt for my food.
Right. But, I mean, I still did like his sayings, but it was funny when he said that. Because even Sasha, she looks at him like, what the hell are you talking about? And then he says, I'm grabbing the bull by the nutsack. Like, what the hell does that mean? Like,
actually, I love that saying.
No, these are likes right here. Like, I liked it because it was just so weird. Like, what does that mean, grabbing the bull by the nutsack? What is it? I don't get it. I've never heard anyone ever say that, ever in life. So, I like it.
But we knew it meant something good.
It meant something good. It meant like, woohoo! That's what it kind of meant.
Yeah.
Because he was all excited and happy.
Yeah, I guess he was killing walkers again.
Yeah. He had all that blood on his face and crap. It was gross.
Yeah.
All right. So Rick saying, I don't take chances anymore to Morgan. But then he immediately lets the walkers come out and tries to tell Alexandria people, hey, get them. Don't use your guns. Use the shovels. And they freaked the hell out. And then Morgan threw it back in his face. I thought you don't take chances anymore.
Yeah. Morgan had to jump in, you know, do a little karate kick. Little chop with the staff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was awesome.
I like that scene.
Yeah, you know, Rick was trying to stop Morgan.
Yeah, he's like, Morgan, don't. Rick swears he's the boss of everybody.
Yeah. You see, Morgan's not paying him any attention.
No.
But that was stupid. I mean, you don't try to train somebody how to fight by, like, throwing them in the fire.
Yeah, someone in, I mean, there was a few pretty good analogies, but one of them was, like, throwing a kid in the pool and just hoping they know how to swim. Like, figure it out.
Yeah.
You know?
That's what he did.
Yeah.
That was stupid.
Yeah, that was stupid. All right, so just a few more likes. Well, just maybe two more.
I mean, that's like, I'm going to teach you how to fight. Like, tell yourself I'm going to teach you how to fight and put him in the ring with Mayweather.
Oh, yeah.
Put him in the ring with a professional boxer.
Yeah, last 1 minute in the ring with him and you're good.
Yeah, you got to, you know, warm him up to that. Get him some training. Let him, you know.
Let him fight.
Fight a lightweight. You know, maybe tie a walker up and have him, like, swing at him a little bit. Let him know where the little pressure points are at.
Yeah.
Something
like that.
You know, just put him in a field with Mike Tyson. Right. And just say, survive.
Hope your ear don't get bit.
Yeah.
All right, so Rick acting like shit didn't happen after Carter died. It was kind of a like, but it was kind of like, damn. But it was like only because that's how it is when you're out there in the real world. Like, you don't have time to mourn. You don't have time to stop and, you know, do all this stuff. And I just didn't get why was Morgan looking at it like, damn. Like, why was he looking so sad? Oh, because all life is precious.
No. I think they showed the flashback for a reason. When he told Morgan that he wanted to kill him, he said that because he's a screw-up. And he knows he's going to screw up. He's going to die anyway.
Right.
And I guess Morgan realized at that point, like, you know what? Rick was right.
Okay, I remember you saying that. I'm going to have to disagree. Like, I know Morgan was about to say something to Rick, but I don't think that's what it was. You said last night when we were talking, I think it was off air, but you were saying, oh, Morgan was going to apologize. I'm like, you know, you were right.
I don't
like
think he was going to apologize, but he was going to admit that, yeah, you were right.
Okay. I have a feeling that he was just, I don't know what, I mean, I don't know what he was going to say, but I don't think it was going
to
be that.
Well, what else could it be? Because Rick had to kill him. Rick had to do something. Dude was screaming.
Yeah. And actually, this scene also made the dislikes list, and we'll get to that. But I don't know what Morgan was going to say, but I don't think Morgan was going to say you were right. Because to me, Carter didn't mess up. He was just unlucky. He was at the wrong place, wrong time.
But that's what Rick said. Rick said he's going to die anyway.
Yeah.
He's going to die eventually.
But they're all going to die eventually.
He's not built for this world.
Yeah, but they're all going to die, though.
Yeah, I mean, everybody dies, but Rick knew that, you know, he wasn't going to last as long as they were.
Yeah.
He wasn't a survivor.
All right.
I mean, look how this guy died. Yeah. You know, he just got finished doing some cool shit.
Yeah, he just finished shaking Rick's hand.
Yeah, just going to run off.
And then how do you not hear a walker coming? Like, it's so loud. It's not like it's quiet and sneaks up on you. It's super loud when it comes
by. But how do you run right to a walker's arms?
You're crazy. Yeah, he did.
I mean, he died in the most silliest way possible.
Yeah.
Like he was happy, just shook Rick's hand, ran off with a smile on his face, and ran right into the arms of a walker.
Yeah, you're right.
That's so crazy.
Yeah, I knew. The moment he shook Rick's hand, I'm like, oh, he's going to die.
Man, the moment he started running through the forest smiling.
I made it. I did something. Aw, that sucks. All right, well, Jesse letting Rick know that her family's off limits. You can't touch her son. You can't talk to him. I will teach him how to defend themselves, not you. I liked that. I liked that Jesse didn't just say, like, oh, jump into bed with Rick and be like, oh, you're going to be my new husband now or anything like that. Let's start a blended family.
Yeah, I think Rick messed that up.
Well, he was like, oh, you know, I was going to give you some space just a little while. Like, I think Rick thinks he still had a chance.
Yeah, he thought he did.
But at this point, I don't think he has a chance. Because even if Jesse was, like, forgave Rick, her kids never will. At least Ron never will. So that will never, it will never work.
And plus, I mean, it works like that just in real life in general.
Right.
Let's say you have a boyfriend. I mean, but let's say you kind of digging me just a little bit. And you find out I killed your boyfriend.
Yeah.
I'm a crazy motherfucker now.
Yeah. Like, okay. So yeah, definitely. I
mean, even in the apocalypse, nobody want to date a killer.
No one's dating a killer. Like Shane. Or Rick. Or Morgan. Or all of them. All right, so the final like that we have, and I know we had a long list so far, but it was a big episode. The horn blaring at the end was a really big WTF moment.
Yeah, that was exciting.
That was exciting, because you thought everything was over. You thought we were in the clear, and it kind of reminds me of when, last season I think it was, when Rick told Carl, you were never safe. Don't ever think you're safe. And this just reminded me of that speech. Like, you were never safe. You guys were all happy. Y'all were celebrating before the game was over.
Right.
And boom, the blare goes off. So we kind of mentioned our instant cast, but do you have any further thoughts on what that horn blaring noise could be?
I don't. I mean, I know it's coming from Alexandra, and I don't think it's a... I think they're in danger. Something's there. It's not the walkers, because they have all the walkers. Mm-hmm. But there's something there that's putting them in danger, or they feel that they're in danger.
The wolves, maybe.
Maybe the wolves.
Okay.
But like I was saying last night, that they should have had maybe put something together if it was in danger. Like, okay, maybe we do like a two-horn blast, mm-hmm. like real quick, like, hunk, hunk.
Yep.
And, you know, Rick could have broke somebody out of the group and say, okay, y'all go back. You go back and we keep them going.
Or they could have had walkie-talkies, all that stuff that the Alexandria has.
But remember, they're far away.
No, but have certain meeting points. A walkie-talkie 10 miles out, another 10 miles out, and that person's talking to that person, and that person's talking to that person.
Yeah, I guess they couldn't think of everything.
Yeah. All right, so that covers our likes. Now we would get to our dislikes. Just to mention, none of our dislikes necessarily were disliking the show. It was more of disliking what the character did.
Right.
Which is a good thing. It means that that's how much we love the episode. It was more of like, stupid Rick, you know, but it was not like, oh, that was stupid. The show shouldn't have did that. All right. So the biggest dislike that we have, and we'll start with the big one, is Glenn, Maggie, and Tara being okay with Nicholas. Not speaking up when Nicholas said he would go on the run. Glenn even going as far as lying for Nicholas, saying that a ricochet hit him.
Well, that was Nicole's big dislike.
That was my big dislike. Yes, it was.
I mean, I kind of sort of didn't like it, but it was, I was okay with it.
Every time I saw Nicholas on the screen, I was like, what the fuck? Why are you there, Nicholas? Why are you there? Glenn still has his bruises to prove what you did to him. Noah just died, clearly. Like, no, every time I see Nicholas, I'm so mad that they did not say anything. Because Rick would have, well, probably because he knew Rick would have killed him. Rick killed Pete over one mistake.
Yeah.
He would have definitely killed Nicholas, which he should.
Well, so, he didn't kill Pete over one mistake.
Yeah, he killed Pete over one mistake. Pete didn't mean to kill Reg.
No, it was also a woman involved.
His wife beating?
No, Rick wanted his wife.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you think about it, you're in an apocalypse now. There's not that many options.
Yeah, but there's some options.
I think Rick wanted... And I'm going to tell you why I think Rick wanted his wife going back to last season. Because I remember before Rick found out that he was, I guess, putting his hands on his wife. Remember they were walking and she waved at him.
Mm-hmm.
And Rick reached to his back and grabbed his gun and was just rubbing like, yeah, I'm going to take him out. I'm going to take your wife from you.
Yeah. You know, I just watched that episode. Yeah, Rick was, he was definitely contemplating killing Pete before he actually had a real reason
before
to.
Before he had a reason. Yeah.
But either way, that still doesn't excuse what Nicholas did. Like, Nicholas, to me, was worse of a person than Pete was. Because Pete still... I'm not excusing,
I don't think he was worse of a human being. I think what he did was wrong. But I think everybody deserved forgiveness.
You would really forgive him?
Like I said last night, if Glenn could forgive him, I could forgive him. The thing is... I don't think what he did was worse than Pete, because Pete was beating on women and kids. That's like, you know, that's like the worst of worst. All this guy did was beat on a grown man. He just put his hands on Glenn.
Yeah, but he tried to kill Glenn. I mean, I don't know. He shamed Glenn. He really did. He shamed him.
Yeah, he did. Like I said, if Glenn could forgive him.
All right.
Because if you think about it, Glenn took him on as a partner after the fact.
You mean in this episode?
In this episode. Like, they're working together. They're buddies.
I wouldn't really say they're buddies.
No, I'm not saying they're buddies like friends. I mean, they're like buddies, like they have to sit together. They're a group.
Well, Glenn is such a good guy. He's still trying to save Nicholas's life. And when I say save Nicholas's life, he's trying to save Nicholas's life because if word gets out what Nicholas really did, he would have been dead by now. If Rick would have killed him. Michonne may have. Carol, Daryl, Abraham.
So do you think word's going to ever get out?
Oh, it's going to get out. Because what's going to happen is Tara's going to tell Eugene. Eugene's going to tell Abraham. And Abraham's going to go kill him.
Eugene's not going to tell nobody. He's not built like that.
No, Eugene is.
Eugene's a punk.
Well, first we have to see Tara tell Eugene. And Tara's going to tell Eugene. And then Eugene is going to tell Abraham or... He's going to tell Rosita, one of them.
Eugene's going to be too scared with that information.
I don't know. All right, next on the list is, where the hell were they keeping Morgan? I felt Morgan was really disrespected this episode when they had him locked up and was like, seriously, Morgan just saved Daryl and Aaron's life. And you guys bring him back to Alexandria, but to lock him up? No one locked Rick up when he first came.
You know what? Morgan saved Rick. I think Morgan saved Rick not once, but twice.
He saved him at least once. I don't know if in season three he saved him.
Well, he gave them a place to hide and defend himself.
Yeah.
Because remember, Morgan had it set up that the walkers couldn't really get past without getting stuck with the little spiky sticks, whatever. So it's like, you know, Morgan looks out for this guy so many times. And Rick, when he sees Morgan, he just give Morgan his ass to kiss.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I got to do this. Like, who in the hell are you, Rick? Who are you to determine who gets locked up when they first get there? No one locked you up.
Yo, Rick's the man. What do you mean? Yo, that's our leader. You get very disrespectful over there.
I mean, I've never really necessarily had a problem with Nick.
As far as Rick got us. You act like this.
No, I mean, I know this is not a democracy, you know, whatever I say goes type thing with Rick is what Rick is saying, but really, Rick is starting to bother me. I'm starting not to like him. I mean, he hasn't got their full blown, I do not like Rick. I always got Rick's back. Just like Michonne said, I have your back, or I don't know what she said. I have your back even when I don't, or something like I always have your back. So she said that last year.
Well, she don't agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Carol even said, you know, even though you were wrong, you were still right or whatever. So, like, I have Rick's back. He's gone through a lot. I understand that. Me and him are not on the same thinking path. But he's just gone a little too far. He was just so rude to people this episode. And just the way he treated Morgan, I didn't appreciate that. And then even him saying, we're not gonna bury killers inside these walls. Like, who in the hell are you, Rick?
Yeah, he was wrong for that.
You know, like, who are you, dude? You just got there. Just shut up and chill.
Oh, you just killed this guy.
Yeah, you killed him. That's how he is dead. All right, another dislike was, and this, I guess, is a show dislike, or the writing dislike, was, did you think it was kind of cliche that Eugene got caught? Like, when he got caught with the, like, oops, drops the can. Like, that's so cliche.
No, that's so Eugene.
Okay.
Eugene, you know, I knew he was going to fuck up. I just knew he was.
Well, he was minding his own business for the longest time.
You know what? That was stupid.
Okay.
Because you mean to tell me that they didn't see him come in or he didn't see them come in?
Yeah.
You know, he just in there just grocery shopping. And they just come in and just start talking. Well, they were already in there.
They were already in there talking. Yeah.
So all of them were already in there together. So I just didn't get that part.
Yeah. Because he was so quiet, but he was so quiet. I don't see quiet,
how he got all that stuff in his hand.
Without making any noise. And it's not even at that there. Point, he was trying to not make noise. He was just...
Man, if he didn't drop something, he's going to get caught peeking around the corner.
Yeah.
He's going to catch that mullet around the corner.
Oh, gosh. Eugene looks like he has not washed his hair ever. It looks so greasy. But I just still thought it was a little cliche. Why did Rick put his hand over Carter's mouth? Like, after Carter got bit by the walker.
I guess he was trying to stop him from screaming.
Someone just got bit by the walker in their face. Why didn't he just stab him right away? Who tells someone, I just got bit? Well, you know what?
I think Rick showed a lot of restraint right there. Even though he ended up killing them, it looked like Rick didn't want to kill him.
Yeah, but there was no other option.
You're right.
So, to me, it was like, duh, as soon as you saw him, you should have stabbed him in the head. Because first, put him out of his misery. And second, telling him to be quiet. You know, No, he can be quiet. He just got bit by a walker. That's a reasonable reaction right there.
I think he was screaming because his life was over.
And then somebody, I think it was on Reddit or Twitter, but someone was like, is Morgan going to appear every time Rick kills somebody? It was like, where the hell did Morgan come from? And then Michonne, they all said, well, I guess they went to this towards the screaming too.
And weren't they in a group together?
Yeah, they were all together.
Yeah, they're all together.
They
anyway.
Were together before Carter walked off. But still.
Poor Carter. It still just tripped me out how he died.
Yeah. It was like that death could have been prevented if you were just more alert, you know, surrounding, with your surroundings. All right, so the last dislike we had, we didn't have many. We had so many likes, which is always a good thing when you're watching a TV show. But my dislike, or our dislike, the last one, is no more speeches. There were a lot of speeches this episode on how you're really a good person. You know, don't give up. Let's give you another chance. You're not ready, but you will be. I was like, shut the fuck up. I was tired of hearing it.
Yeah, it's like everybody's trying to win an Academy Award.
Yeah, like, what the hell? though. Like, if, you know, especially like,
just give us what we want.
Yes. Especially when Glenn said that shit to Nicholas. I'm like, man, Nicholas don't need no damn pep talk. Nicholas is Nicholas, and I call it now. There's gonna come a day. Oh, shit. I was gonna do this. It was a quote from a TV show, and it was really good, and it went with this. It starts off that way. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Nope.
I think it's from... Oh, that's where it's from. It's from Game of Thrones. When Peter Dinklage, when Tyrion goes, there's going to come a day when all your happiness will be gone. And all your... When he says that to Cersei, like, that's what I think of. When Glenn is talking to him, like, there's going to come a day when Nicholas is going to screw your ass over again. And all your happiness will be gone.
I don't think so. I don't think that he's going to screw him over. But I think he's going to die like a useless death.
Like Carter?
Like Carter, yeah.
Well, as long as they don't try to make him redeem himself or die being a hero.
Well,
like,
he already redeemed himself.
Who, Nicholas?
Yeah. He then jumped in and he saved Dr. Dre.
No, Nicholas bumped that. There's nothing he can do that can redeem himself. So, that's just my opinion. All right, you guys. So, we're going to go ahead and get into listener letters. That was our likes and dislikes. If you want to be part of the podcast, just send us an email at dead@theverdictsin.com. Or you can also hit us up on Twitter and Facebook at The Verdicts In. We're still a pretty new podcast. So if you write us in, there's like a 99.9% chance.
It's like a 100% chance.
Okay. Yeah, I changed it from last week. There's a 100% chance that your question will get read, your comment will get read. So just hit us up and we'll definitely discuss it on the podcast. So today we have two letters, and one of them is from a very special lady, Gary's mom, Gloria. She wrote us in.
My mom always support me.
Yeah, she does. She told me, she's like, I wrote into your guys' podcast. I'm like, our podcast?
My mom is the type of mom, you know, when you're in school and you have a school play and you play the tree.
Yeah.
My mom's the type of mom that stand up and just clap loud. Like,
oh, that's my baby. Like, that's my baby. He's acting his butt off.
Yeah, he's playing that tree. Good.
That is so sweet.
Yo, speaking of that, you know I played a tree in a play, The Wizard of Oz?
Mm-hmm. I think you told me.
Yeah. I took my role serious, too.
That's cool. Maybe you can put that on your resume when you sign up for The Walking Dead.
Yeah, like I played a tree before.
They could have signed you up to be Heath or something. But yeah, that's cool what she wrote in. So Miss Gloria wrote, "Hi guys, love all your podcasts." Thank you, Miss Gloria.
Thank you, Mom.
And she wrote, "When all the zombies were together in the cradle in ground, why didn't they use an accelerator to burn them? Like shoot arrows with fire on the tip? Sorry, I know this sounds bad, but it would have gotten the bulk of them in the lower area. Thanks."
And you know what, Mom? I thought the same thing.
Yes.
In fact, I mentioned it to Nicole at the time.
It's actually on our dislikes list of why the characters didn't do that. It said, why did they have to lead them, the walkers, away? Why couldn't they just bomb them where they were or put them on fire, like she said? You know, because as long as they can't walk, then you could have easily control them. They could have easily went and just stabbed them all in the head. I mean, not stabbed each and every one, but they could have controlled that area. They should have just bombed that area.
They could have.
I think.
It was like they were walking them away to save the walkers' lives.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, look, if you're walking them away, I don't know, you're not thinking of the bigger picture that there's other communities probably out there. So now you're walking them towards someone else's death. You know?
Yeah, that was kind of weird. But yeah. It was exciting also.
Yeah, it was a big plan.
But weird nevertheless.
Yeah. I guess they had to do a season premiere. Less
weird.
Yeah. And we haven't seen them in a while be threatened by walkers. Lately, it's been mostly human beings that have been the threat. So it was just a cool difference to see that walkers are still scary.
Yeah.
So thank you, Miss Gloria, for writing in.
Thank you.
My mom will never write in. She doesn't listen to podcasts. She doesn't know how. I'm sure she has an iPhone and the app podcast is right there, but she couldn't figure it out, poor thing. So one day, when she's over here, we'll have her listen.
Maybe we got to show her.
No, my mom doesn't text. You know that. Yeah. Poor thing. All right, so we got an email from Yolanda, a.k.a. our BFF. Because
hey, Yolanda.
This is, I think, her third time writing in, so that's cool. And she's like, every time I write in, my email gets read. It's like, yep, you got lucky. Every time we pick you. All right, so her email's kind of long, so we're going to break it up. And long emails are awesome because she had a lot to say. So she said, "Hi, Nicole and Gary. I think I'm in the minority on the season premiere. I thought it was good, but not great. This pains me to write, but fear the walkers." I'm sorry. This was so funny when I read it the first time, and it's funny now. But her saying this pains me to write just cracked me up. This pains me to write, but Fear the Walking Dead's finale was better than The Walking Dead's premiere. Now, I don't want to get any hate mail, so I want to be clear that this is Yolanda's words, not mine. That's blasphemy. That's crazy. So what do you think real quickly of her saying that?
I mean, I love Fear the Walking Dead season finale, but we had to look at it like this. It was a finale. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be go off with a bang. It's supposed to be just perfect.
I still don't think season Walking Dead, season finale of Fear the Walking Dead was better than season premiere of The Walking Dead.
As a whole, I probably can't agree.
Okay.
That the season finale of Fear the Walking Dead, which was good.
It was good. It was definitely good.
So much going on. But the premiere was good also.
Yeah.
It was good also. But I guess there was just more going on with the season finale of The Fear than The Walking Dead. I mean, this is the, premiere episode, so they gave us the big bang, but they can't give us the season finale bang
off
the back.
Okay, and she wrote, I never felt that any of Rick's group was in any real danger, not even B player Eugene. There was no character development either. Now, I kind of disagree with that part. Like I said, I think Daryl kind of has grown, and I think we kind of got to see, well, she probably means character development,
like the new people
getting to know them, because Heath, we still don't know, like,
right,
is he a scary cat or is he brave? And he kind of seems scared, but then in the end he did help Glenn,
right?
And then who was the other people? Scott and the other girl, that lady we met only for a second. So we still don't know some of the Alexander,
we still don't
crew.
Know the people, they just introduced them, like Carter, he was introduced and he was killed.
Yeah. So that's the only one that we really knew well. Tobin or whatever, we're kind of getting to know him. He seems like he has Rick's back. We saw him last year admit that he was not right to be the leader of the construction crew, that Abraham was more fit.
Yeah.
So we kind of got to know him a little bit. That was last year, though. She says, I don't care for the Rick-tator's attitude. Morgan traveled across the deep south looking for you. And then when he finds you, you've got to shoot a man in the face.
Deep south.
I know. I thought that was funny, too.
Deep south. Yeah, that's funny.
And you have the nerve to say that it's polite to answer when someone asks you a question. So we kind of already addressed that. Morgan should have knocked you upside the head with his staff. Yolanda. I like when I was reading this, I could feel her writing this. Like, I could feel the emotion. And then this is in caps. And then you wouldn't let Father Gabriel dig a plot for Pete. And then you get all up in Pete's son's face when he's trying to see where his father is buried. You know the guy you killed. Jesse was right. You can't be the one to talk to him about anything.
Well, she's right.
Boom. Yeah, she's definitely right. Especially about the whole Pete thing. That was funny when she said Morgan hit him. If Morgan hit him, it would just would have went bad. Because Rick has his crew. They would all had Rick's back. It just went bad. Father Gabriel. I don't even call Father Gabriel Father Gabriel. I call him Gabriel. He doesn't deserve the title of father because he left his people out to die.
Yeah, he just did everything so wrong.
Yeah,
all wrong.
All wrong.
Left his people out to die, was about to commit suicide.
And then what is it in the Bible? Like, always protect your neighbor. Don't, like, talk bad about your neighbor. And here he was talking bad about Rick and them.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And then he tried to, since he couldn't commit suicide or he was too scary to shoot himself.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, he tried to get, who did he try to get to kill him?
Sasha. And him.
Yeah.
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 He doesn't deserve that title, Father Gabriel.
No, he don't. In fact, I'm just ready for him to take the outfit. I just put on a t-shirt and some jeans.
Well, he switches in between. Maybe his uniform was in the wash because he did have, like a white shirt on this episode for like half of it or whatever. All right, so she continues, yeah, you have all survived out there and been through a world of shit. Well, Alexandria has survived too, so maybe try some finesse or at least try Carol's manipulations.
Right.
They were smart enough to secure their borders, run solar equipment, keep a water supply, feed themselves for the past 2 years or however long the apocalypse has been. That couldn't have all been luck with only 3 exiles. Tell him.
Yeah, she's right. She's right.
They're not playing. They're not useless.
But you know? That's the point I was trying to make. Also, that they're looking at Rick like he's crazy because they've been surviving.
Yeah, and they said that a lot last season, just a little too much. How they have lost stuff too. They're not the only ones that lost stuff. So they kind of drilled that in last season. So yeah, that's true. And for Nicole, I think Michonne's wearing that M necklace because she feels almost normal, and it's a reminder of who she used to be and what she might be able to be again.
Thank you, Yolanda. Because if I had to hear about that M necklace one more time from Nicole.
Actually, I forgot to mention in this cast, in my dislikes, it's still a dislike. Like, when I was watching it again, that necklace was shining so bright and shiny, like it never seen Walker blood ever in a day in its life.
Okay, let it go.
Okay. By next week, I'll have watched at least an episode from season 3 and season 4 to see if that necklace was there before. Because even if she did get the necklace from Alexandria, you tell me they had an M necklace? They just so happily had an M necklace. So, okay. Maybe it's possible.
I'm pretty sure Michonne is not the only person with an M.
Yeah, no. I mean, it's M. possible. Yeah. It's possible. But, okay. And then she wrote, okay, I'm done. Oh, wait. Did we really need flashbacks for events that seemed to have taken place 2 days prior? Okay, now I'm done. Thanks for letting me vent. You guys make me look forward to the Wednesday commute to work. Yolanda.
Thank you, Yolanda. That was funny.
That was funny. I wrote her back and told her that. It was giving me life. It was really funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, she made some pretty good points as far as especially the flashbacks that they were only a couple days apart. However, in their defense, I think that's why they needed it, because they were only a couple days apart. Right. And as Gary mentioned in the instant cast, they were in the same area. So it's not even like, oh, flashback, they were at Terminus. Present day, they're at Alexandria. Right. They were at the same place. I think it was needed
because they were at the same place.
Mm-hmm.
I think the black and white was needed because, like, in color, they were right there looking over the zombies. In black and white, they were right there. So we needed to kind of see, like, what day it was.
Right.
Like, whether it was, like, Monday at 12 noon or Monday at 5 p.m.
Unless she meant they could have just ran the story in order.
They could have.
You know?
They could have.
So that would have worked too.
But I think they wanted to put a cool twist on it.
Yeah, do something different.
Because I think they probably could have ran in order. Like, you know, start from right there. Rick goes out to Barry. Oh, there's zombies. Okay, go back. This is what we're going to do. We're going to do this. We're going to kill them. Pow. Oh, it's too late. Let's all get to work. Let's get in action.
Right.
You know, they could have ran it all.
Yeah, they could have, definitely. All right. Thank you, Gloria and Yolanda. We appreciate it. Once again,
thank
hit us
very
up
much.
At dead@theverdictsin.com. On Twitter @TheVerdictsIn or Facebook.com/Twitter. We'd love to hear what you guys are thinking. Especially if you're like, they didn't even mention this. Yeah, go ahead and write us. Let us know. All right, so now in time for our awards.
Yeah, and we're still doing the awards.
Yep, Gary's like, our awards? We're still doing that? I was like, yes, definitely. Those were fun.
Awesome.
All right, so the I Ain't Fearing Shit, my pick, goes to Glenn.
Wow. Why?
Yeah. I'm not going to give it to Rick. I don't know. That's like too cliche to give it to Rick. I'm sorry if you have him as yours.
No, but why'd you pick Glenn?
Because...
Don't tell me you picked Glenn because you didn't want to pick Rick.
I picked Glenn just because I didn't want to pick Rick. No, I picked Glenn because he must not really be fair as shit if he's working with Nicholas. Like, I mean, he walked away and Nicholas is behind him. Like, the whole time I'm like, Glenn, he's going to shoot you, dude. You really must not be fair as shit. You walking around with this dude that just tried to kill you. Your bruise is still fresh on your face.
Right.
So, yeah. I mean, and then, of course, Glenn was a good sport. He was very helpful. He did all the right stuff, yada, yada. He killed those walkers. I mean, Glenn's always awesome. But, yeah, I mean, he really isn't fearing shit because he's walking literally sleeping with the enemy. He's literally sleeping with the enemy.
Yeah, you're right. That's funny.
So who do you have?
Me, personally, I have to give it to the guy who wants to grab the bulls by the nutsacks. I have to give it to Abraham.
All right.
I mean, that was just a badass. How he jumped out the car, went around, slapped a couple of walkers up, you know, ran through the woods, jumped back in the car.
Yeah, all while it was moving.
While it was moving. I mean, you don't get no better than that. And that lets you know he wasn't fearing nothing.
Okay.
He's just so secure in his masculinity.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'll give it to him. Yeah, that's cool. That's a good pick. Let us know what you guys think.
Let us know what you think. And if you think somebody else deserves the award, let us know.
Yeah. All right. Most likely to die.
You know who else was a fear of shit, though?
Who?
I mean, he doesn't get my award, but, you know, he could be like a little smart runner-up. Carter. For like 5 seconds of his life, he wasn't fearing shit.
No, you know what? He wasn't fearing shit because he did kept speaking up to Rick. Like, you know, talking back to Rick. Not talking back, but, you know, even in the hall, like, man, you were waving your gun. I'm like, if I was scared, I would be scared of someone that was waving your gun.
He called the meat and talking about how he was going to kill Rick.
Yeah, like, let's kill him. I was like, so, yeah.
Yeah, he was a runner-up.
Yeah, he's a great runner-up. I mean, there was a... Honestly, when I was doing my I Ain't Fearing Shit, it took me a long time to decide because so many people were awesome in this episode.
Yeah.
All right, most likely to die. I have a name written down, but I'm not sure.
What do you have?
I kind of want to change it. Let me show you.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Let me say it.
Okay. I don't know if this is going to happen, but honestly, due to the fact that this guy is not fearing shit, he's also most likely to die. Which is Glenn. I don't want him to die, but dude is going to die because he's hanging out with Nicholas. So he is my most likely to die. And I think rather than them wait until like mid-season or end of the season, like I think it would be very badass, very Game of Thronesy if they did it early on. You know? Don't wait until the end to do it. Do it early on. Like, surprise the shit out of us.
Yeah.
Okay, so who do you got?
I mean, I have to agree with you. I'm going with Glenn.
Oh, no. Seriously?
I think Glenn is going to die.
Okay.
I mean, I don't think he's going to die by the hands of Nicholas, but I think that he's not going to make it out of this one.
Okay.
You know, where they run into, the walkers.
Yeah.
Maybe the wolves.
Yeah.
I don't think Glenn's going to make it this time.
Oh, it's going to be so sad. All right. I mean, I love Glenn. I don't want him to die. It's just going to happen. So.
Yeah, I think so.
All
right. I mean, would it make this show badass if Rick died or something? But,
you know,
they wouldn't go that far.
When you said that, I was like, it's too soon. But if they can raise Morgan up just a little bit more, if we can start liking Morgan a little bit more, I can see them killing Rick.
They need to kill a kid in this episode.
No, like the baby?
No, hell no, man. You monster.
Little Sam?
Yeah, I'm talking about little Sam or somebody.
Little Sam, he's going to die asking Carol for her cookies.
No, but hold up. You know what? They already killed a kid. Yeah,
They killed two kids.
Yeah, they killed two kids. So, yeah. All right, they're good. Yeah, I think they reached their kid limit.
They have a kid quota.
Yeah. Kid quota is met. So, yeah.
They need to kill. Who haven't they haven't killed? I don't know. Have they killed a lady in a while?
Oh, yeah, they have.
Who's the last lady? Like a lady. Like a female that we knew.
Huh.
Andrea in season 3.
No. They killed... What's her... No, you really didn't like Homegirl, did you?
Who?
The sister. What's her name, sister?
Whose sister? Oh, Beth.
You really did like Beth, did you?
I forgot about her.
They just killed her like a month ago.
Yeah. Okay, my bad for all the Beth likers out there. Beth lovers. Yeah, I forgot about her. I forgot she had a sister. Okay.
Wow.
My bad. Yeah, Beth was cool, but I mean, it was sad when she died, but yeah, I'm glad she's not there anymore.
It was sad.
I was surprised I was sad, but I'm glad that she's gone. All right, you guys. Well, that is it for now. We will be back next Sunday with our instant cast. It usually is up by 11 p.m. Eastern time. We tape immediately after the episode.
And if you're on the West Coast, don't listen.
Yeah, if you're on the West Coast, don't listen until later on. And we'll be back Tuesday with our full recap, just like you'll be listening to this one. We always appreciate you listening to us. I'm Nicole.
I'm Gary.
Good night.
Good night.